So, I'm on this.
Got a
Sorry.
continuation shot having run the whole thing
Right.
down, another road.
Okay, so.
Slightly into the black so that we get a talk again about here, Chris.
Okay.
So you've got to ditch into the back.
Oh, right.
If the back doesn't move, you
Right. Should I not then come round a bit slightly?
I thought I'd landed up fairly well.
Right. Fine. Okay. Oh, I see. At a much sharper angle. I see what you mean. Yes. Yes, I was taking it too straight.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you've got to move the black.
Yeah, okay, fine, sorry. Go that way, not that way.
Just on that lawn, they won't do any better than that.
Really?
The only one that will be Vincent.
Yes.
Surely the others will. I mean, don't think because you.
Touching the red or not? No, just to get
so
it to
I would
absolutely
normally, if you're my opponent, I would say, Chris, could you come and watch the shot for me?
I see. Yes.
So that you can, if you're sitting over there and I take the shot, it's not fair on you because you don't know.
Yes.
So what I've got to do is to try and get down to black, but to actually stop the mallet dead when it as it hits the blue, because if I don't want to move the blue ball, but if I was to play it like that, it would be an obvious crush. And I'm
yes.
Driving the ball into the mallet.
Yes.
I mean, there again, you'll see these. Players doing it, and when you say to them that was a crush, oh, was it? And you know, they don't call somebody over to have a look at it. I mean,
really?
Vincent would, and Betty would, I think, and other players here.
Yes.
It is important because you upset your opponent if you don't say to them,
yes.
Would you like to come and watch the shot?
Yes.
So I'm asking you to watch.
Right,
it.
Fine.
You can usually tell by the sound.
Yes. Should I put my clip on there?
Yes, you should have done.
Right.
Yeah. there.
Yes.
Waiting to swoop.
Yes, quite.
So we
quite.
Just have a...
It's over to you. Yes,
just
okay.
Push the red through to about here. Though.
Right.
It's a little rush, that is, isn't it? A dolly rush.
Yep. Right. Presumably, kicking the opponent's ball is not acceptable.
Ball. It's not a fault. The only is time that
right?
It's a fault is when you're. I can't remember the words, but when you're actually in play. So if you were to take a. If you were actually doing this.
Yes.
And then did that, that's a fault. Because you're actually
yes.
Taking.
I understand, yes.
And that fault continues through having more in view. I mean, so it was there, and I broke it to yellow.
Yes.
And I haven't left my stance. I'm still in play, as it were, and I do that, then it's a fault.
Right, yeah. Right,
but
I see.
But it's not a fault if you... do this, it's not a fault.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
I see. Yes, good. Okay. Going to be enough?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just a little tap will send blue red beyond the hoop, won't it?
And ideally back there or
just
beyond.
Yeah,
there. Right. Yes.
Somewhere around there. So you, what you really want to do is to get yellow through to there, don't you?
Yes.
Or there, so you can rush red across to there.
Fine. Oh! Twit! Yes, quite. Quite. I think I thought it was going to shudder against the post, the hoop, and... yes. The red, thank you. Somewhere
well,
here.
That's it, isn't it? All you need is that.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Would have been better if they both come and come further. You're going to get defect. The difficult thing again is getting the angles right.
Yes.
Now the red ball would go in the straight line always. It doesn't matter whether you hit it like that. That red ball will
it'll
always
move away on the through the line of contact, yeah. Right.
Okay. The yes. One that does take deflection is the yellow ball, but I think you've got to aim really for that wire.
Yes, yes. Good. Okay.
That's the trouble having got thus far.
I mean, you having said that, I was deliberately aiming to strike that one.
Going
straight through anyway, right, fine. I'm not capable of these weeny deflections anyway, so I don't know why the heck I'm bothering.
It's always nice to be behind the other ball when you come through the boom, because you're going that way, you see.
Yes.
So really what I wanted you to do was to come to about there somewhere. Binthrop,
sorry, it's the next one we're aiming at. It's the one we're aiming at, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. So if you could cut thread somewhere down near that black ball, it would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Where the danger of missing it altogether, the red ball. You know, the cut rush, and you miss it altogether.
Right, okay.
So you hit it on the right.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So now you want to get to the right of the black, so you can push the black over to that hoop you just put the tip on.
Right.
So it's a little tap and aiming at the hoop and getting the ball from the hoop in here. So you aim back somewhere around there, would be nice.
Good. Red ball didn't move. I see what you mean, yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Right, sorry, yes. So now... No, I'm sorry, yes. So...
To the right.
To the right, yes. Oh, to the right? Of course, I'm sorry, for some strange reason I thought we were going through that way. I've got to come through the other way, haven't I? It's always from the outside in, yes.
Well, except when you're on the way back.
Ah.
You go through each other twice.
Uh-huh. Right. Through.
Yes,
so it is through that way. Yes. Forgive me. I thought it was sort of going the outside through, through. No. Ideal is to get the black.
Well, I just want to make sure that it's nice to push it through something here because that hoop's going to.
Right. So my next aiming point is where?
This side of that red hoop.
This side of the red?
Yeah.
I see. Right. Okay.
Down to the left of that hoop with the red paint on it.
Right.
What the nice shot is to get back up to the next hoop, which is the 6 feet up there, and get over to the yellow. I don't know where you're going to do it.
Right, so black down there, yellow over there. Okay.
So I should show you, and then you can
Yes,
try.
Please. Mm.
Just hope it works. Don't forget the line is through the ball is where the black ball is going to do, so I'm lining it up. I have to judge the angle of the shot, and that you can't tell somebody because people all play shots different ways.
Of course, right.
Different mallets.
Yes.
The milling on the balls makes a difference.
Does it?
Well, yes. Yeah, if you've got smoothish balls, then you don't get so much pull.
Yes, yes. Far enough.
Bring your
Oh, really? Right.
But I don't mind if you follow me.
Thank you.
Well, I've rushed this far. I'm going to have a go for my third one.
Yeah, sure. Lovely.
Good.
It is near perfect for a hoop, isn't it?
Bad luck.
Yellow's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah. So I've got another chance because I've got my ball up here.
Yes.
Head.
Can you change your own board during a go? Bad luck. Or doesn't it matter to everybody?
It doesn't matter an awful lot to me and my partner, but even if it's the line there, it's overhanging the line.
Right, yes. Your next hoop, isn't it? I am indeed, yes. Yes, I've got to deal with it somewhere, somehow. Yellow onto red. Yes. Yes. Okay. Right. Oh, hopeless. Sorry. Yes, yes. Yes, the red is very helpful to you, isn't it?
Well, I could make one hoop on that. In blue, I might make two or three.
Right, yes, yes, indeed. Yes, I've set that up quite nicely for you, haven't I?
Not really, I've got a bit of work.
Yes, indeed, that's very true. Same spot essentially, didn't
they?
What would have happened if the red ball had gone through?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It would have been your hoop, it would have counted.
Yes, yes, you'd have been wary of it under that circumstance.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Well, it's going across and stick back up, right? That honestly thinks there's not a lot of points, is there? Well, I suppose there is. It's helpful to have another. Can I drive this off into that? Now get red out and get near back, can't
you? Yes.
A bit of that.
Lovely.
Just don't want the blue ball to go off. Now I've got the ball. I've got a ball near my next hoop anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another ball out in play, which is always useful. I'll put it up to the next two. One. Go across the yellow.
Right.
Need to just really touch at that side of the hoop.
Yes.
I've got a ball for both my next hoops.
Right.
We've gone a little bit further because it would have been an easy shot.
Yep.
That pushes beyond just in a straight line because I really want it somewhere about there so that I can drive it down. There afterwards.
Right.
After I've been through this bit.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Blue should have gone a bit further, shouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really matter too much. Now I can. Well, I could either rush it down. And I can just push it across.
Right.
Should have gone a little bit further. It's not really much effort because the mallet's doing a lot of work.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, judging the weight. About there, because then I can push it through between the peg and the red ball.
Right.
You've got to go down really beyond that far hoop. The right. have to go down there for a minute, can't we? I've got yellow in the wrong place, that's black. That's gone too far. Should have stopped there. So I'm having
Oh, lovely.
All croquet players at times have problems running hoops. You get periods where the ball goes through for some inexplicable reason.
Teeny weeny bit of sugar and no milk, please. Perfect, thank you. Impressive.
Well, I said if I broke down, I didn't say I was going to.
Quite right.
I'll stop it a minute. I'm nearly round, you see.
Might as well carry on.
I wouldn't peg out because it would only leave me one ball to play with. I mean, if I was playing against.
Oh, and you'd take the ball off the lawn then, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
If I was playing against.
Presumably when you do land in a position like that, even though, as you say, you're getting near the end of the game for the road ball, you wouldn't deliberately not go through the hoop if you were put yourself in that position.
Well, if I was playing against Vincent, I wouldn't have gone through that.
Would you not? No, you'd have played away.
That's the penultimate hoop.
Yes.
And that's the rover hoop. When going through this side, which is why it's going to red, it's the last hoop.
Yes, I see. Yes.
If you look at a croquet lawn, you can always see which is the first hoop, because it's painted with a blue top. And the red is the last one, because it's painted with a red.
Right, right.
I've really got to start thinking about where I want the ball to be when I've finished. That'd be nice to have the yellow. Well, yellow's fairly near the hoop, the black ones, isn't it?
Yes.
So I can forget that.
Yes. Shall I go and get the tea? Thank you very much.
hoop, mm-hmm. and then move the other. Lined up pretty well.
Yes.
You wouldn't normally try it from this distance. It's not going to go. I'll push. Want the other over there, don't I? So then I'm going to fall on that next hoop.
Right. Yes. My head is actually reeling somewhat. which shot comes after which shot, and so on and so forth. I mean, it's very much.
Roman Catholic Church is rightly for a continuation, so you just keep going with that.
All right.
And if you run a hoop, you get another continuation. Although, that what you're doing.
And there's no need to be going through a hoop at any time. If you roke a croaking continuation constantly, you ignore the hoops in a sense.
Well, you've got to go through a hoop because you can't roke and croak the other balls again until you've done that.
Ah, right, right, yes.
But you can see how dangerous it is for somebody who, even my standard in, because where was the I think it had been through three hoops, hadn't it?
Yes.
So
yes.
I made nine hoops.
Right.
Unless you can hit in now, mm-hmm. you're in danger of taking black all the way around.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. My goodness. I see what you mean by a tactical game, my goodness. It's.
Oh, yes, you've got to think a few shots ahead, haven't you? Got to judge. I mean, if you're playing in a match if I was playing against you, I've got to judge how good you are.
Yes.
Fairly soon, quickly.
Yes.
How well you're playing.
Yes.
Before I can start taking reasonable risks and thinking, oh, well, it's not hitting in very well. I can don't need to see the ball's too far apart.
Right.
And even if he does hit in, he's not playing very well anyway, so he's not going to get very far.
Surely. Yes.
I mean, this is obviously quite a psychological advantage if you're playing against somebody who's not as good as you, because you tend to think that, in any case, even if I break down, they're not going to get very far.
Quite.
They'll make one or two moves, which is neither here nor there, really.
Sure, sure. Yes.
Of course, the other difficulty is the handicaps. Of course, they've altered the rules of this show.
Who is the arbiter?
In a club, it's the club handicapping, I think, isn't it?
Oh, really? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Not for me, because I don't actually play for this club. I play for a non-existent club.
Yes, tricky.
So, now what they've done is, if you're playing in matches or even in club tournaments, I can't remember the numbers, but depending on how many games you win, it brings you, in succession, it brings your handicap.
I see, yes.
I mean, quite certainly through last season, if they'd had that for you, you'd have to get down the walls.
Yes.
I didn't lose any matches for the club.
Really? Really? Yes.
Yeah, I went still want to be in your pub, aren't
you? Yes. Yes.
There's a bit of fiction still. I played in a last year. This club used to predominantly play golf for a few years. A lot of ladies play golf.
Yes.
And I finally asked me to play in this golf for a few years. I've got to hear my first one through each hoop and you're trapped onto the next hoop. It's quite a friendly,
yes,
sociable game.
Yes, I see.
Between,
yes.
We don't play like a team.
Oh my goodness.
I just sort of, I'm awfully sorry. I said, if I've broken the rules, I said, please tell me. I said, I can't really say there's anything wrong. And it's the purpose of the game.
Yes, yes.
And she didn't sort of say anything more. And I think I was going to run one of these hoops here. And she said, oh, if David makes this loop, it'll be 5-0 or something. I said, she said, but I expect it. Of course I did. But what a waste of a day.
Silly, isn't it? Very silly.
I didn't get any notice of her after that.
No.
I'm not going to write it, it's still baby.
No. No.
Yeah, I did, in fact, I didn't even aggravate her anymore after that. I realised she was an old lady. Even I'd realised, if somebody had said to me before the game, don't you tell me about it, I wouldn't have done it.
No, quite. The game and the company, yes, absolutely. Yes. Oh dear. How many members do you think the club has? Really? Yeah. Yes, I mean, if a club can continue with only 30 members, it's
Well, we have
to be
fine,
right? Do you? Yes.
I'm not sure whether all the members will be probably not this week. Well, there's Oh, 18, so it must be more than that, because there's certainly not all on there.
Right. Right.
But see, I've got old Vincent's one.
Yes.
Roger's probably about the next best player. He tends to play in a lot of tournaments, that's why.
Oh, yes.
That's what gets you out of here now.
Yes.
More than anything.
Mm.
So Eileen, who's registered tea, is now at the Amy, who's the Japanese girl who went off as 20.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually she's better than Eileen.
And Eileen, now.
Yes.
I see. And Eileen's the secretary, do you say?
She's the treasurer.
Treasurer.
Should
right.
be a list, actually. Mm.
And do you take part in most of these competitions?
I took part in that one. Yes.
Yeah, we weren't.
Good.
I don't enjoy golf.
You don't enjoy what? This style of tournament, you mean?
The golf cricket.
Golf cricket,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And they tend to play more of that than association, do they? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I've got a plane. All in England handicap.
My goodness. That's each block.